Today on Annenberg Radio News.
You know, when you're used to a good stick shift, there's really nothing like it. You want to stick with it.
The stick shift car may soon be a thing of the past. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, April 9th. I'm Caitlin Finero. The Los Angeles Angels are mourning the loss of starting pitcher Nick Adenhart today. The 22-year-old was killed when the car he was riding in was struck by a drunk driver. He died in surgery at the University of California Irvine Medical Center hours after he made his season debut at Angel Stadium last night. Police say 27-year-old passenger and the car's 20-year-old driver, Courtney Francis Stewart, died at the scene. Another passenger was in critical condition at UC Irvine Medical Center. Police say 22-year-old Andrew Gallo will be booked at the Fullerton Police Department for suspicion of causing the crash. The Los Angeles Angels postponed tonight's game against Oakland in honor of Adenhart. Hundreds of janitors protested in front of a downtown Ralph's today. They demanded that Ralph's not raise their health care costs. They also called on the chain to stop using cleaning agents that janitors say endanger their health. Esther Pomeroy has more.
Dressed in purple T-shirts, members of the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, handed out flyers asking passersby to call the CEO of Kroger, Ralph's parent company. Janitor Ricardo Aguillon spoke to the crowd through a translator.
All we're asking for is dignity and respect. Health insurance is what we're asking for, and united we will win.
The SEIU is currently in contract negotiations with Ralph's. The supermarket has put forth a plan that, according to the SEIU, would force janitors to pay a higher percentage of their health care costs. Ralph's could not be reached for comment. Janitors also say that the chemicals Ralph's uses to clean the stores are causing headaches and respiratory problems.
We are forced to use these chemicals that are toxic to our hands and to our lungs. And one of the main things we're here to do is to raise people's awareness about the chemical exposure that we're exposed to.
Mike Chavez, a spokesman for the SEIU, said that Ralph's is dismissive of these complaints. The protest drew several speakers, including a representative for California Assemblyman Anthony Portantino and State Senator Gilbert Cedillo. Chavez said that the SEIU has been in contract negotiations with Ralph's since January. Esther Pomeroy, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles County officials settled for $3 million today in a lawsuit against King Harbor Medical Center. The lawsuit was brought by the children of Edith Rodriguez, who died on the floor of the emergency room in 2007 after waiting for treatment from hospital staff. The lawsuit charged the hospital with negligence, wrongful death, and medical malpractice. The family's lawyer, Franklin Casco Jr., originally filed a suit for $45 million. $1 million for every minute the family says Rodriguez lay in pain on the emergency room floor. Rodriguez's children say their mother's life could have been saved if she had been treated in time. Protesters who were injured by police in the May 1st melee in MacArthur Park in 2007 have reached a settlement with the Los Angeles Police Department. The multi-ethnic immigrant worker organization, the group that filed the class action lawsuit, announced that 297 people will receive more than $12 million. The group also announced they will file another lawsuit for MacArthur Park residents who were affected by the derailed rally that was called to demand immigration reform. Contributors to Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa's 2005 election may be paying up to the city's Ethics Commission. Sean Anderson and Richard Manheyer, two businessmen from Florida, have agreed to pay $108,000 in fines. The two pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of campaign money laundering 2 weeks ago. If approved by the five-member panel next week, the fine will be the fifth largest in the commission's history. Today's sunshine will likely give way to light showers tomorrow morning, with heavier rain expected in the evening. Skies should clear up over the weekend, with sunshine and temperatures reaching 70 degrees by Sunday. Later on Annenberg Radio News, getting more healthy food into the neighborhoods of South LA has been a challenge. We'll look at some new initiatives that might make some changes. More drivers are on the road, but an increasing number are off their insurance plan. Timothy Beckworth has the story.
While the economy may be driving on empty, millions of Angelenos are driving uninsured. Now the state is expanding its low-cost insurance plan.
And it's not a big surprise that some people are considering letting their auto insurance expire. Well, a lot of people unfortunately are doing that. Here in the Los Angeles County area, there's 1.4 million drivers who drive without auto insurance. That's close to one in four drivers.
That's Steve Poisner, the California Insurance Commissioner. He says the DMV gets a list every month of the drivers who have canceled their auto insurance.
Driving without insurance is dangerous. You can lose your license, your registration, your car can be impounded.
Because of rising unemployment rates, the Insurance Research Council estimates that one in six drivers nationwide will be uninsured by next year. The California low-cost auto insurance plan offers coverage for just $30 a month. The plan is simply stripped-down coverage for those who can't afford anything else.
We encourage people to shop around. This is just one good option for people who are struggling right now to make ends meet.
The program offers up to $20,000 per accident for bodily injury or death, and $3,000 for property damage. That's below the legal minimum, but an exception will be made for those who qualify for this plan. Drivers can sign up through any certified car insurance agent. The plan is open to low-income drivers who've had no more than one accident or traffic violation in the last 3 years. To find out more, go to insurance.ca.gov or call 1-800-927-HELP. Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.
From that old clunker to the slick Porsche 911, Los Angeles is designed around its love of cars. And for as long as cars have existed, so has the manual transmission. But as the auto industry advances into the 21st century, the stick shift may be left behind. Jonathan Horn looks at how LA's car culture is changing gears.
This is the roar of an engine at the mercy of its driver, waiting for a clutching left foot to let it rest and idle.
You know, when you're used to a good stick shift, there's really nothing like it. You want to stick with it.
But as Leslie Kendall, curator of the Peterson Auto Museum, says, finding a new car with that traditional stick shift may eventually become impossible.
All things seem to evolve, and there's no reason that the stick shift car wouldn't do the same.
Truth is, it already has. Many new manual transmission cars come without a clutch pedal. The driver moves through the gears by nudging a paddle next to the steering wheel. The mechanism handling the actual shift can do it faster than even the most capable human.
Absolutely. It's Formula One status.
Ray Ibarra is the sales manager of Century West BMW in North Hollywood.
We have about 190 cars in stock and maybe one or two stick shifts.
And that's not because they're selling out. The opposite, actually. BMW may be famous for high-performance sports cars, but Ibarra says it's almost impossible to move the versions with traditional stick shifts.
In LA, it's kind of hard to find somebody who wants to drive a stick. The last thing you want to get caught in traffic doing is shifting.
But these days, it's actually hard to find anyone who wants to drive a stick anywhere in America. MSN Auto reports in 2007, less than 8% of new cars sold in the United States had a manual transmission, down from 35% in 1980. Sales associate Jim Saunders of Colonial Honda says the benefits of driving a stick shift are becoming obsolete.
You don't get the savings in the fuel economy anymore with a manual transmission, with the modern automatic transmissions.
And despite a stick shift being about $1,000 cheaper than a standard automatic, Saunders says the savings just isn't enough incentive.
Not one of your average car costs $20,000 plus. That only makes a difference of $18 a month in your payment for most people. Most people would rather for that have the automatic transmission.
No longer are most pickup trucks offered with a manual transmission. It used to be the vast majority. Still, Car Museum curator Kendall says stick shifts will always be available, just as kind of a niche item.
I think it'll become more so.
By that time, the pure enjoyment of driving a stick shift may be the last benefit it can offer. Daniel Marinick has a stick shift car, but says driving it is a chore.
Sometimes I wish I didn't have to work at all and just could just step on the gas.
Then finding a new car should come easy to Marinick. Kendall says no matter the advances in technology, the automatic transmission will always be easy to find.
Now, there's still people out there who are going to want to put their makeup on and drive at the same time.
And at last check, only one hand on the steering wheel is required to drive an automatic. Jonathan Horn, Annenberg Radio News.
Drive down South Vermont, Broadway, or Central Avenue into South LA. It's going to be miles before you come across a Ralph's or an Albertsons grocery store. Some argue you can't find much healthy food at all in South LA. As Ariel Edwards-Levy reports, most residents want to change that.
Cerise Barrios lives in Watts. She says she has to go from Watts to Compton in order to shop. There are supermarkets near her. But Barrios says they carry lots of sugary, processed foods and not much fresh food.
I think it's not just about having big supermarkets, but having supermarkets that have healthy, organic choices for people, because we're living in an age where children are growing obese.
Barrios is attending a conference called Food Desert to Food Oasis. Attendees to the conference want to figure out how to lure more healthy grocery stores to South LA. Matthew Dodson is with the California Grocers Association.
I think we're in a situation where all of the various stars are aligned so that the industry sees that there's a market here that they can develop and make a profit. We see labor and community who are interested in good jobs and healthy foods.
Mary Lee, with Policy Link, a think tank that advocates for low-income people of color, says more grocery stores will also offer other benefits.
Grocery stores, supermarkets are often sort of an economic engine. They're a hub that around which other development can occur, and that helps revitalize neighborhoods.
Lee says it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. When South LA's economy begins to improve, then more grocery stores will want to open there. Ariel Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.
Healthy food in South LA is difficult to find, but not everyone thinks that adding more grocery stores is the solution. Matthew Sharp of the California Food Policy Advocates thinks the problem is not a lack of supply, but a lack of demand. He says that more people will have to want healthier food and be able to afford it before stores start selling better alternatives.
There are two ways to change the equation. One is you can subsidize the foods at the producer level to make products cheaper. That currently happens with milk, cheese, wheat, a number of staples of the American agriculture system. Those food prices are artificially low because of agricultural crop supports. Additionally, increasing those subsidies to the consumers will make healthy food more affordable, ultimately increasing demand in neighborhoods, which is what's needed to trigger retailers and food-related businesses to increase the supply.
So if the demand did suddenly rise for fresh, you know, fruits and vegetables, are there enough places in South LA to find these foods?
Well, the infrastructure in terms of convenience stores, supermarkets, mid-sized markets that primarily cater to Latino consumers is a sufficient infrastructure that could be adjusted to offer more floor space to sell produce. Absolutely. Would it be terrific if more vacant lots were converted into more markets? Obviously. The consumer demand produce. Absolutely. And could change the way the grocery stores and corner markets allocate their floor space between the current mix of snack foods, sodas, ice cream, beer. There could be a space allocated to sell produce.
But is it really practical to expect convenience stores and liquor stores to open up a produce section?
If the demand is there, they'll sell it. That's the only reason they have a beer section, is because consumers are willing to spend money on it and they make a little bit off the top. If there was sufficient demand for produce, absolutely they would allocate the floor space to it. If there was a lot of demand for shaving cream, they would put a whole aisle for shaving cream.
And I know the state of California has gone through some various incarnations of healthy food legislation over the past couple of years, and a lot of it hasn't been successful. Is it a matter of lack of funding or lack of awareness? Or is there any particular reason why a lot of this legislation to give subsidies to healthy food isn't getting passed?
Well, obviously the word subsidy involves additional money. And California is facing a $42 billion deficit that was closed by a drastic budget agreement. That said, in 2006, Governor Schwarzenegger signed into law the Healthy Purchase Pilot, which will be enacted later in 2009 using federal money to test out the possibility of investing a little bit of money on the consumer end to provide food stamp recipients with a bonus benefit that can only be used on fresh fruit and vegetables to see if that helps trigger enough change in their lives to improve their health and behavior and to trigger enough change in demand in the neighborhood to increase supply. We're not convinced that it's the solution. Social economics and the way people behave in these neighborhoods and consumer purchasing patterns are very difficult to pin down. And the changes needed to move health indicators are extremely difficult to accomplish in a large state in neighborhoods with lots of other social factors, including deep and entrenched poverty. So we need to test out a range of solutions. The Healthy Purchase Pilot is one potential solution that policymakers need to explore and possibly enact. But first and foremost, got to test it out, evaluate it, figure out what the results are.
Well, we'll definitely have to check in with you maybe next year to see how that pilot program is working out. Matthew Sharp is a senior advocate with the California Food Policy Advocates. You might soon get a chance to lick Bart Simpson's shorts. The U.S. Post Office wants the public to vote on which member of the dysfunctional animated family will appear on a new postage stamp issued in May. You can cast your vote on the U.S. Post Office website. America's Favorite Animated Family was created by Matt Groening more than two decades ago. The city of Los Angeles has cut back on paramedic city employees and books for the library, but they aren't cutting back on fancy handwriting. The LA City Hall spends more than $1 million on calligraphy for the scrolls they hand out as awards to celebrities, supporters, and residents, according to the LA Weekly. City Hall representatives insist that the awards are a little bit of sunshine during these dim times. And now we check in with Christian Martinez to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. What do you have going on tonight, Christian?
Yeah, Caitlin, thanks. Tonight on Annenberg TV News, we'll have reactions from fans to the tragic car crash that killed Angels rookie pitcher Aiden Hart. We'll be going live from Angels Stadium to bring you the latest with what's going on there after the Angels canceled tonight's game. We'll also have more on the other victims killed in that crash. And find out more about the janitor protest going on in downtown LA. We'll tell you more on what they have to say about their unsafe working conditions. All that and more tonight on Annenberg TV News. Back to you, Caitlin.
Well, we definitely look forward to hearing that. Thanks so much, Christian. Well, believe it or not, LA County is one place in California you might want to live if you want to avoid dying from lung cancer, but move somewhere else to avoid heart disease and diabetes. A new study released by the California Department of Public Health ranks LA County eighth best of 58 counties when it comes to low death rates from lung cancer. But LA came in at near the bottom for premature deaths from heart disease and diabetes. If you missed any part of today's show or just want to listen to it again, go ahead and click on www.annenbergradio.org. Well, that's it for this Thursday. We had help today from Richie Duchon and Ryan Nunez. Lata Pandya is our producer. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Caitlin Finero.